The Beaver and the Beasts by Noah and Patrick Guest. The Loch Ness Monster called a secret meeting in his secret underground cave. Beasts came from all over the world. There was a Yeti from Mount Everest, trolls from Peru, a minotaur from Greece, a werewolf from London, dragons from China, skunk apes from America, a kraken from the Red Sea, and a very cheeky beaver. The werewolf growled at the beaver. "What are you doing here?"
"Mind your own beeswax," said the beaver.
The werewolf snarled. "It is my beeswax, you little twerp. I'm a beast. And you're..."
"Blah, blah, 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 blah,"
sang the beaver. The werewolf was shocked. He couldn't believe that something so small could be so rude. The minotaur stomped forward.
"Now listen here, fuzzball."
"Moo,"
said the beaver. The minotaur was shocked. No one had ever mooed at him before. The mighty kraken rose from the deep.
"Silence! Our leader is coming."
There was a great thumping noise from deep inside the cave. It was the Loch Ness Monster. He cleared his slimy green throat.
"My dear beasts, I have horrible news. Nobody believes in me anymore."
The beaver laughed.
"Of course they don't believe in you. You're all a bunch of fairy tales."
"Who said that?"
roared the Loch Ness Monster.
"I did," said the beaver. "And I'm starving. What's for lunch?"
The Loch Ness Monster sneered at the beaver.
"My dear beasts, it looks like we'll be having beaver for lunch."
"Get him," yelled the trolls.
They picked up their clubs and charged. The beaver smiled, blinked, and with a puff of smoke, the trolls were gone.
"There you have it," said the beaver. "You're all fairy tales. You only live in my imagination. And with one blink, poof, you're gone."
"Doom!" screamed the dragon, breathing fire. But the beaver blinked again and poof, the dragon turned to smoke. The Loch Ness Monster climbed a rock and roared,
"My dear beasts, I have one thing to say. Run for your lives!"
The beasts squealed like piglets and ran.
"Ha, ha, ha, ha,"
laughed the beaver.
"You're not so scary now. No one's afraid of fairy tales."
Then there was a deep growl from the darkest part of the cave.
"I'm not a fairy tale," growled the deep voice.
"Yeah, yeah, yeah,"
laughed the beaver.
"Growl," growled the deep voice. "If I'm a fairy tale, you won't mind if I gobble you up then."
"Be my guest," laughed the beaver.
"Chomp!"
"It's a bear! Somebody help!" squealed the beaver.
Then they heard a stomping sound. And a roar that shook the cave. And from the shadows, one by one, the beasts came back.
Did somebody say help?
Snarled the Loch Ness Monster.
Why should we help you, Beaver?
Because I've brought lunch.
The Beaver smiled. The beasts cheered. The bear ran. And the beaver became a believer.